You're listening to The Natural World. I'm John Cooney. Journal entry, July 26th, 6:15 a.m. Willow Slough, Cosumnes River Preserve, Sacramento-San Joaquin River Delta. The sunrise illuminates the lemon-yellow bellies of four western kingbirds with an otherworldly golden-pink glow as they chatter from their evening roost on the delicate upper branches of a Pacific willow. An unwary blue grosbeak flies close to the ground through the cool, thick morning air, tracing a path toward me. It makes a startled turn and dives into the cottonwoods lining the slough on my right to avoid a collision. Brush rabbits, an endangered subspecies of the desert cottontail, reluctantly abandon their browsing and disappear into a stand of valley oaks. These oak trees are an iconic keystone species that is also making a final stand here at the preserve. The cottony silk from the falling seeds of Pacific willows covers vegetation and the ground several inches thick in places, giving the murky shoreline an eerie ghost-like appearance. A thick growth of 10-foot-high bulrushes, locally known as tules, covers the muddy bottom of the upper reaches of this backwater slough as it trails eastward. Countless starbursts radiate from their pointed tips as they temporarily align with the brightening eastern horizon. The first people used tules to make boats up to 70 feet long, with earth packed at one end to hold a cooking fire. Native people also made comfortable sleeping mats and clothing from their supple young stalks. They used the pliable but durable leaves of emergent marsh plants to weave into ropes and baskets. Because natural deposits of silicon dioxide in the leaves resist nearly all forms of decay, these baskets would last for decades. Many of these water plants float with the help of oils or trapped air spaces while their roots absorb minerals suspended in the water. Plankton and young fish flourish in the protective nursery created by floating plants. A black-crowned night heron clings to an emergent branch with its bright yellow legs staring into the tea-dark water. It lets out a low, harsh call as it spots me and flees into the shadowy branches of mangrove-like buttonbush. In the bordering forest, valley oaks form a tall, continuous riparian canopy. Wild grapevines cling to the growing branches of other woodland plants, giving the forest an appearance that John Muir described as tropical luxuriance. The Cosumnes River is the only remaining unregulated river to make its way from the Sierra Nevada mountains into the Central Valley. This rare, free-flowing system still enables fall runs of Chinook salmon, while Cosumnes Preserve allows a glimpse of California's Great Central Valley that approximates its primal state. Willow Slough is a seasonally flooded backwater channel of the Cosumnes. It is usually dry this late in the season, but heavy snowfall in the Sierras has kept the river high and its flood channels inundated. Even though this spot is more than 60 miles east of San Francisco Bay, it is still only 5 feet above sea level. Tides can rise and fall here up to 5 feet every 6 hours. To the west are hundreds of miles of channels and sloughs forming scores of islands with rich, silty soils that make up the Sacramento-San Joaquin River Delta, the largest estuary on the Pacific coast of the U.S. Starting in the late 19th century, Chinese workers were used to construct hundreds of miles of levees throughout the Delta's waterways in an effort to create farmland and control flooding. Once the rivers were confined to their riverbeds, the peat soil of the former tidal marsh was exposed to oxygen. As the peat soil decomposed and released carbon dioxide, the land began to sink. Now, a great deal of the western and central delta is at least 15 feet below sea level. Since the delta contains nearly a 500,000 acres of the nation's most productive farmland and is in some areas densely populated, climate change and extreme weather events have become large concerns for this area. A scenario of heavy snowfall in the Sierras, followed by rapid melting and heavy rains, can cause immense flooding. 19th century levees are, in most cases, the only barrier to encroaching floodwaters. The Emerald Chapter of the Native Plant Society of Oregon is sponsoring a wildflower hike on Friday, August 5th. This easy hike to Blair Lake will be co-hosted by the Middle Fork Ranger District of the Willamette National Forest and the Native Plant Society. Meet at the Lowell Covered Bridge at 8:30 a.m. or the Middle Fork Ranger District in West Fur at 9 a.m. Registration is required. Call 541-782-2283 to register. If you have sightings or events you would like to report or suggestions of areas you would like to see profiled, you can send me email at John Cooney, that's John with an H, C-O-O-N-E-Y, at msn.com.